In the fallout of the US defeat, I scanned the interwebs for posts and comments and came across a couple that caught my eye. Jason Davis took a unique perspective on ESPN FC by examining two forwards, Wondolowski and Green. Wando had done everything possible as a player over the years for one chance, and when it presented itself, he failed. He has no more second chances. Green, on the other hand, came on and showed in one moment the possibilities of his potential. Surely he will have more opportunities at future World Cups and symbolizes the hope for American soccer. If you get a chance, find this and give it a read. Richard Jolly analyzed the tactics of the match, which saw the U.S. high line exposed by the speed and penetration of Origi and Lukaku. When the U.S. was able to slow them down, they withdrew and defended heroically and desperately in the penalty area. Another key point was the battle on the wings, especially Vertonghen against Johnson, then Yedlin. The Spurs player had the most touches of any player on the field as Belgium continued to build from that side. In the end, Jolly noted, it was a switch of hazard for De Bruyne that undid Yedlin for the second goal. Mike Voss at the USA Today laid the defeat at the feet of Jurgen Klinsmann. His change of personnel and substitutions cost the U.S., using Cameron instead of Beckerman to start the match, bringing on Wando instead of strengthening the midfield, and not freshening up a tiring back line. Can't say I disagree with him, and despite Belgium being the better team, the U.S. could have snuck out with a victory. From his piece, quote, "The final 15 minutes of the match against Belgium has managed to affix rose-colored lenses upon most American fans and players alike. It was a rousing comeback in the face of elimination, on the back of the youngest player on the team, a never-say-die moment for the ages. Forgotten are the 105 minutes that preceded those rousing 15. It was in those first 105 minutes where Belgium laced 38 shots at goalkeeper Tim Howard, gained 27 on goal, along with 19 corner kicks. Despite everything that occurred in those final 15 minutes, Belgium was never in danger of losing to the United States," end quote. Finally, I found a wonderful article on Grantland about the state of Belgium and its national team. A complicated place to be sure, Sam Knight's post attempted to unpack a country dealing with Flemish and French speakers, their colonial past and immigrant present, coupled with a national team of young, talented players making their way all over Europe and now longing for success. Well written and informative, I encourage you to search it out to gain a better understanding of one of the dark horses of the tournament. On to the football. The rest of the podcast will be the conclusion of my conversation with Ian Prokes. We predicted the World Cup all the way through the final, and since we got 7 of the 8 round of 16 games right, maybe we'll get the rest as well.
So that takes us to the quarterfinals. I have Brazil versus Colombia.
Okay.
So for me, it's can James Rodriguez do the impossible? Beat Brazil on home soil.
That is going to be the impossible, especially... I mean, I didn't think Colombia was going to do much losing Falcao coming into the tournament. Obviously, I was proved wrong. I think Brazil rises up to it. I think they figure it out. I think Julio Cesar is too old in the back. I think Colombia will definitely score a goal. It's going to be a shootout that game. I'm saying it right now. I'm saying it's going to be 2-2, 3-3, 3-2, something like that. I don't think it's going to be like a 1-1 battle. It's definitely going to be who can score more goals for the South American nation. So... I'm going to say Brazil goes on just because of home soil. I think if you put them right next to each other, I think Brazil moves on just because there's more, you know, there's more heart and soul there than there would be Colombia.
Yeah, totally with you. My notes say coin flip, and yeah. I went Brazil.
Okay.
Okay. So then the next game would be Germany versus France.
Okay.
So my notes say, in a word, tasty.
Oh, that's going to be a great matchup.
So lots of history in this fixture.
Yeah.
The Germans are on a lot of pressure. I was listening to Extra Time Radio podcast. And sure. He had a guy from Bundesliga Weekly or something. But Yogi Love is under a lot of pressure. He has this team now that he's been there since 2008. He has this team with all his talent.
Oh, man.
And he hasn't delivered.
No. They didn't. They didn't really do much in Euro.
They made a final since Euro 2008.
Yeah. I mean, with the median age of your team being like, what, 25, 26, Nigeria being the youngest in the tournament, but like I think it's like 25, 26. I mean, there's no arguing that they have the most young talent. So with that Germany-France matchup, I could totally, like, when you're the number one team in the world, you bring everybody else's number one and their absolute best. I think France, in form, can beat Germany. Absolutely. Especially with the way Germany played against the United States. I think they could have beat the United States even more. They missed a lot of good chances. So France in form. I think France beats Germany in that game. Yeah.
I agree with what you're saying. I still took Germany.
Fair enough.
Okay. The next game would be Netherlands versus Costa Rica.
Okay.
I would like to see something in the 3-2. I'd like to see a game, a Netherlands-Australia game kind of repeat itself.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
Huge goals.
Huge goals.
Yeah.
Huge goals.
I would love to see that. I think, Costa Rica, I don't know much about them. I know that they're fast and they're dainty. So they're little. They can run around Netherlands defense. I think I could totally see this game being like 2-2, 3-3, and I would love that. And I would also love to see Netherlands win, which I think will happen. Right. I predict the Netherlands to be in the finals with Argentina. So,
how did you manage that?
Or they play in the semis.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry. Okay. Excuse me. Netherlands, Argentina in the semis. So that's going to be my next match. Okay, but I'm not going to jump ahead. Sorry.
And then Argentina versus USA? Question mark?
Whoa. I don't know. That's if they beat Belgium. Honestly, for me, like you said, with Brazil, Colombia, I think it's a coin flip between USA, Belgium. If they get through, because in my mind, Messi, we don't have an answer for him as the United States. We just don't have. We don't have the ability to stay with that guy. We don't have a world-class midfielder or a world-class defender to hang around him and make sure that he's at least contained. That's just my opinion. I just think he's the best, man.
I think so if Argentina plays USA, we would have the Portugal problem all over again, except we'd be playing Di Maria who, instead of Cristiano Ronaldo or Nani. So Cristiano Ronaldo, that's not his role for Portugal.
No.
And Nani blows.
Nani's awful.
So Di Maria, that's his role, and he's expletive awesome.
Yeah, he's okay.
So we don't have anyone against who can stop Di Maria.
No.
You've got that. We don't have anyone that can stop Messi. Now for me, we would definitely bunker in, and I think we could take if we had Altidore for that game again,
it'd be a different chance.
Before really leaving Dempsey by himself, I don't think he can deal with Garay and Fernandez. So for me, it's gonna be a long day. Maybe if the United States scores first, it could hang in for a while. But I see Argentina winning that.
Yeah, no way. I think Argentina being essentially the home squad. Even though in your last podcast you talked about how the United States has the biggest show up there, biggest attendance as far as ticket sales, but I still think Argentina is gonna hold like some sort of home field thing. With Altidore being gone, it's just tough to see us.
Because really the United States fans have probably already bought the tickets, and probably none of them bought for the round 16, whereas Argentina just hops over the mountains. And
yeah, exactly.
Okay. So now we're at the semifinal stage. Okay. So we've got Brazil versus Germany and Argentina versus Holland. Brazil versus Germany.
Germany. And here's why. Germany, I think, in this kind of game, and to use kind of a metaphor, Brazil is flash. They're the Miami Heat. And you got the Spurs, who are not, I mean, flip it, they're not old. Germany's not old. But I think Germany has more fundamental here. I think Germany is going to be able to hold them down in two-thirds of the field, so that's midfield and the back end. I think that if, you know, Germany is able to get some rotation going, I think they have better stamina, they're more fit. I just think Germany beats Brazil in that matchup just because they are going to hold the ball, they're going to win possession, and like you said, if Neymar doesn't have a good game, which I think Germany is going to be able to put an arrow on his back, I think Germany prevails in that one. No question. In my mind. I know it seems crazy, no question, but I think Germany moves on for sure.
In my predictor, I had this matchup. In my predictor, I had Brazil. I'm sitting here, and I don't know how Brazil wins.
I don't. I don't understand. Like, you almost thought they were going to lose last round. And now with them playing Germany, if they do move on to play Germany.
I think it's a combination of a German discipline, German tenacity, and Brazil will be gassed. I think they will spend a lot to beat Chile and Colombia.
Yeah.
And I think the pressure is going to get to them. If Germany score first.
Yeah. It's going to be desperation on the Brazilian side. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be get the ball to Neymar and see if he can make something happen. And Fred, I think, way overplayed himself in the South American Cup, that was the Confeds Cup last summer. I think he way overplayed what he was actually capable of. I don't think he should be striker for them. So Brazil, I just don't think, yeah, exactly. Discipline and tenacity, all that, Germans win in that.
Yeah. So then we have Argentina versus Holland.
God, that is beautiful.
That's
what I had
I
too.
Can't contain myself.
Yeah.
If that actually happens. I mean, it's what I predicted, even from the outset.
It's going to be a lot of goals.
No.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
I think Holland will force everything into the middle, which sounds counterintuitive.
Yeah. Because
that's where Messi likes to be. But they're just going to be a crap ton of players, and I think it's just going to be a lot of banging heads and a lot of the Dutch long ball that they played against Spain for a while,
yeah,
like, wasn't awesome. But once Daley Blind got involved and was able to get outside and then see the pass, that's where they got out. Now, Daley Blind probably won't be able to play his normal that position again because Bruno Martinsini is out.
Right.
But Dirk Kuyt could serve that ball. Jan Mott scored served a fantastic ball. They have other players that can do that.
Yeah. I would love to see Dirk Kuyt play the game.
I don't see more than 2 goals in this game.
Total?
Total.
Wow.
I think it's going to be a midfield battle. I don't know if it will go to the depths of Portugal versus Holland in 2006. I don't know if you remember that, the battle of some German city where there's 16 cards and all that.
Yeah.
But I do see a lot of chippy fouls. I see Argentina stopping the play as much as possible.
Yeah.
And I think Holland will buy into that. And we could see more of the Holland of the 2010 final. The Nigel de Jong.
Yeah.
Holland
when he was playing
as opposed
well
to the Arjen Robben Holland that we've seen this tournament.
Messi can get one, Van Persie can get one, and we'll see what happens maybe in like extra time. But yeah, it's going to be edge of my seat. It's going to be one of those games where if it's 1-1, you're going to be okay with it because it's going to be awesome to watch.
So yeah, I think it's going to be 1-1, but it's not going to be awesome to watch. Okay. So the final, I predicted Brazil versus Argentina, but
yep.
I'm going Germany versus Argentina.
That's what I had too. Yep.
And so are you going to stay with Germany-Argentina or are you going to go Germany-Holland?
I mean, that's what I originally had. I mean, I love Holland, but I'm going to stick with what I originally had because, you know, I got to stick with my gut. I got to stick with what I originally went with. Strong opinion. Argentina goes on and plays Germany. I think, like you said, they do the impossible. I think Argentina wins this mainly because it's going to come down to all the world is going to be looking at Messi. And they're going to say, okay, man, you are the world's best. You and Ronaldo. Ronaldo's long gone. He's been shameful this tournament. So Messi's going to say and prove why he's the best, and he's going to show it. I mean, if you think about it, there's a lot of world-class players in Germany, but there's no, you know, Messi, Ronaldo-type player, Ibra, Van Persie-type player. So I think Messi takes control of this game and his team and wins the World Cup. However, I feel like you're going to say Germany.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah,
I mean, I predicted Brazil to win the whole thing from the off. For me, if Germany gets this far, they're going to be up against it in terms of home field.
Yeah.
It's going to be an Argentina crowd. There's the whole no European team is won in the Americas. There's that. But I think they figure out how to get it done.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Okay.
And for me, Argentina has been good, but not great.
Okay.
Which a lot of... Paul Serres was on Beyond the Pitch, and he said there's a lot of good teams. All teams have talent, but they also all have flaws.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I think Germany...
They don't have many flaws.
They don't have many flaws. Howitas is definitely their biggest flaw.
Huge flaw.
So if Di Maria decides to give him the runaround, that could be a problem.
Yeah.
Jerome Boateng, I think, would handle Di Maria a lot better. If Germany gets to a final, they almost always win.
Well, you said when it gets to the end, it's top team versus top player and the rest of his team. I think Germany could definitely prevail, but I have to stick with it. I think Argentina comes out of that one. I think it's another, you know, 2010, Netherlands-Spain. Spain scores in the end, so I think this one it's going to be Messi scores in the end, or like you said, Di Maria causes problems, and he gets one in the end. But I think Argentina wins.
I think Müller confirms his legacy in this game.
Fair enough. I mean, if he does, then he would pay. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Müller up there for World Cup goals too?
Well, up there he has, yes. He'll need one more tournament, and he could probably break the record that Klose holds with Ronaldo.
Yes.
He won't break it this tournament, but he's only like 24 or 25, and he is not is he a world-class player? Well, you can't say no. He's won almost everything.
Yeah, you can't say no.
But you could also argue he's playing out of position.
Germany
doesn't
not a
have,
striker.
Germany
by...
does not have a lead striker that isn't 36 years old and named Klose.
Yeah.
So he's doing what is necessary, and he just finds a way to win. And for me, that's the difference.
He's a big-time winner. He is a center mid by design. I guarantee you the coach is just like, hey, listen, we have a expletive amount of midfielders, but we want you out there. You're probably our tallest midfielder. You want to go play up top? He's like, yeah, sure. And so that's where he is. That's where he's going to stay. And that's probably where he's going to play even when it comes back for Bayern. Well, no, because they have Lewandowski. But that's a whole different thing. We're not going to go there. So yeah.
I see Germany winning 1-0. Muller scores the goal.
Shit, really? Okay. All right. So their world-class player versus
Messi's world-class player. It is a team versus an individual.
Yeah.
And the team will win.
And, yeah, it's Messi and then the rest. I mean, Di Maria, you got to put him up there. But he's not world-class. He's extremely good, but like you said, you have probably a team of amazing players versus one legendary player and then the rest of really good players. I could see it, but I have to stick with my guns and go with Argentina from the beginning. Messi gets the golden boot.
Awesome.
Well, today sees France and Germany meet again, while Brazil will get another tough test against Colombia. Until tomorrow, ta-ta.